one, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for any of the litany of A's.
The whole alphabet soup worth.
Yeah, we only speak for ourselves. We don't speak for the AANACA and the variety pack of other A's that come after that.
Yeah. Do you do those in alphabetical order? Backwards? Like a field sobriety test?
I had a cop one time ask us, well, wait a second. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
I had a cop ask me, my friend and I, he pulled us over for drunk driving. I wasn't driving, but he came to us and he goes, he just asked if we could say the alphabet. And we looked at each other and we do the Greek alphabet because we're in a fraternity. So we're like, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Theta, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Zion, Omicron, Phi, now I can't even do it. Pi, Rho, Chi, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega. And the guy's looking at us and we did it in like 2.5 seconds. And this cop's like, what the hell was that? We're like, well, that's the Greek alphabet. He goes, well, I guess if you can do the Greek alphabet, you guys are okay. And we're like, oh, all right. Yeah. See ya. Yeah. We're like, we can do that 3 times before a match burns our fingers.
We can do that drunk. And have.
Like just now. So how was your day, Shell?
Rather exhausting. The singing was nice, though, in church. We sang an awesome song. It's one of those songs, sometimes a song just clicks with us.
Highway to Hell?
No, it was We Are One. Today was World Communion Sunday, which I'm not really sure what that means.
Everybody takes communion?
It wasn't like there was synchronized wafer eating or anything like that. It was just
Synchronized wine drinking?
Pastor throws them like Frisbees from up on the altar?
Yeah, no, there wasn't
That'd
any of that.
Awesome.
That'd be great.
So I'm not exactly
Open your mouth.
Sure.
Yeah. Be like that Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl that 1 year.
Yeah.
With Ali Landry.
But no, the singing was good, but then I got home and, you know, the house has been a little bit neglected lately.
And the song remained the same?
No, I mean, Bruce and kids went off to a party for friend's mother, or mom's friend's birthday.
An 80-year-old birthday party.
And I stayed home because I was going to, and I quote, I'm going to go ninja on the house because it's been neglected a lot lately and things are starting to get bad. My ninja skills are not equal to this task because I discovered today that it has gotten much worse than I had thought.
80-year-old birthday parties are only cool if you put pot in the brownies.
Well, the funny thing is all these gals used to work with my mom, and now I see them, and they're all sitting around with Diet Cokes in front of them. I'm like, what happened to the girls I used to know? But then I'm in the room, and this guy and this girl go to go outside where they're cutting cake and whatever, and this guy goes, well, let's go be a part of. And I look at the guy, I'm like, you a friend of Bill? He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, okay. Because the daughter has a bunch of time. Actually, she's got a bunch of time. She shall remain anonymous on here, though. Sweet.
Toot.
How was your day? Did you say toot? Is that what you say? Toot?
No.
Sweet?
No. Dude. Sweet. Dude. Sweet. Dude.
Sweet. Dude. Sweet.
Are you just now figuring this out?
No, I've heard him do it lots of times.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been months.
My day was good.
Yeah?
Yep.
What'd you do?
Went over to the local pizza place, watched football, went to secretary to meeting, went to my mother's for dinner.
Created a topic for another meeting.
Created a topic for another show.
For a show, yeah.
And came here.
See, I almost did it
I
again.
Know you did.
Wow.
Wait. Dude.
Okay, you know how I say that you guys' jokes get old because they do? Because you guys do them forever. That never gets old. I don't know why that makes me laugh. I don't, because it's stupid.
It does.
You know what?
What?
You know what's even better than that?
What?
Welcome back, Mark.
Your dreams are your ticket out, Bruce.
That's
Welcome
not funny.
Back.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
We're not even at that part of the show. Am I going to have to hear
well,
this
you know
crap
what?
Again?
See, that's what makes it good.
That's right. We can spring that at any moment.
Yeah, we switched it up this time.
Jesus, like being ambushed.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
No!
That deluxe pop in the sky.
Shelly, no matter how hard you try, that teaspoon is not going to open up your jugular.
Yeah. She's got a butter knife out and is trying to cut her wrist with it.
No, it's just I get that song stuck. The Welcome Back song does not get stuck in my head the way the Moving On Up song gets stuck in my head.
That's like It's a Small World.
Oh, don't start that.
You know what? Holy crap.
I
was watching some show get taped one time down in Hollywood, and this comedian comes on to warm up the crowd, and he goes, and at the time, the Cosby Show was number one. He goes, you know what's really weird? He goes, you can always tell a lot about an audience by the way that they can react to questions. He goes, for instance, everybody here, do the Cosby theme song. It's the number one show in America, and everyone's looking at each other like no one knows at all how it goes at all.
There's no words to it.
Well, I know, but they didn't even know the melody or anything. It's like nobody could even hum it. And the guy goes, I'm going to say three words, and then I want you guys to complete the rest of this. It's going to let me know the intellectual ability of the audience. And he goes, here's a story.
Oh, a man named Brady.
Yeah, exactly. And the entire audience knows the Brady Bunch song. He goes, oh, wow. He goes, yeah, I know. I know what rockin' scientists we have here.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that it's not here's a story. It's here's the story.
Sheesh. Duh. Major grammarian right here.
Duh.
Could at least get it right.
You know what? You only had to be in the ballpark, and we still get it.
One of these days, she's going to be Colonel Grammarian because she's going to be promoted.
That's right.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, cord issues.
Cord issues.
Court
okay.
issues?
Oh, we Who's have shout-outs to Fran, Bill, Deborah, Donald, Brian, and me.
Brian? You give yourself a shout-out?
He gets Bruce gets shout-outs.
She's, patting herself
because,
on the back.
Because Bruce has an ego that is unmatched within the four walls
Wait. Let me provide Shelly with the humble trophy.
I don't need the humble trophy. I know I'm not humble.
There you go.
I know I'm not humble. That's the most humble thing I've ever heard you say.
I'm going to beat you with that if you don't put it down.
Okay. Humble trophy.
That's the first time the humble trophy has moved from next to me in months.
Humble trophy provided by our sponsor, Bill Piper.
Yes.
Recovery 101 brought to you by Bill Piper.
Okay, in Nashville, Tennessee. Yes.
They created the toothbrush.
The list, the Playboy magazine list of top universities for partying.
Oh,
party
San Diego State?
Who won?
No.
Oh, wait, Azusa Pacific.
No.
That's a Christian school then.
Maxim magazine ranked them number one. Azusa. Or no, they ranked them number one for the hottest looking girls. Azusa Pacific.
Not bad.
Well, the reason this story comes out of Nashville is because an unlikely school actually made number 7 out of the top 10.
UT?
No. Wait, now I've lost it.
Oh.
Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, which is not exactly a school that just trips off the tongue. Like, most people don't really know much about it.
I've never heard of it.
Vandy is Randy?
Vandy is Randy, apparently. It's number 7. Let's see. The winner was UC Boulder.
Really?
Colorado, yeah.
How about anything in Texas?
There was followed by University of Virginia, University of Southern California, University of Florida.
USC,
nothing in
USC,
Texas.
USC, number 3?
Yeah.
ASU didn't make the cut?
And San Diego.
Well, this isn't the
State.
Complete list.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the complete
San Diego
list.
State.
Well, interestingly enough,
there was no link in the story to the complete list, so...
ASU.
So we're effed.
ASU is going to throw serious parties just over knowing they didn't make that list.
Dude, San Diego State.
Yeah.
When my now this is back in the 80s, but when my cousin went to San Diego State, she was fairly naive when she got there. I don't think she was so naive when she left there.
Arizona State University, where the motto on Mill Street, which is the street of bars next to the university,
yes,
is win or lose, we booze.
Win or lose, we booze. Wow. I'm surprised my old alma mater, Willamette University, isn't on there.
Well, since
you founded by Jason Lee and the Christian Pioneers. They have their own pub on campus.
I never heard them. What songs did they play?
Yeah. They have their own pub on campus, which I find interesting since, you know, only a, you know, 20% of the campus should be able to be of legal drinking age.
Yeah.
Okay, in
Florida.
All right, what is the number one thing that when you were a kid you did not want at your birthday party and your parents always thought you wanted? Exactly.
A
peanut
clown.
Gallery got it.
Your
a
grandmother.
Clown. There's nothing more terrifying than a birthday party clown. Until now.
John Wayne Gacy comes to mind.
Yes, until now. Because apparently in Florida, you can now rent alligators for your kids' pool or your kids' parties.
That's really stupid.
They bring in the alligators, and the kids can hold them. If there's a pool, they can swim with them. Uh-huh. So, you know, apparently
okay,
the gators can
really,
take them
really
underwater.
Small,
do you
right?
know what the great thing about this story is?
What?
It may be the solution to our topic tonight.
That's true. Wait
now,
till you
says,
hear the topic later.
Now, it does say in the story that moms don't need to worry because the animals' mouths are taped shut. I'm sorry. Do you know how strong those mouths are?
Yeah, but
No.
They got to be able to start movement.
Have you ever seen that show? There's some reality show called, like, Gator Guys or something. These guys go out and get gators out of, you know, water traps at golf courses and stuff. And, dude, these guys go in and they wrap their heads with duct tape. And duct tape does it, apparently.
Duct tape does a lot of things.
Well, listen, I saw on what's the one where the guy is at Mythbusters. They held up like a 1967 Pontiac off the ground with six pieces of duct tape wrapped around the Pontiac.
Yep.
It's very strong.
That stuff is strong.
Okay. Hero alert.
Bruce, please.
Hero alert.
Shelly, why'd you do that?
Sorry, get out.
Remember when we used to have these marked as to who's?
Yeah, we had our names on them and initials.
Yeah,
and
not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Okay, the one of the heroes of the week. Several officers who are not named in the story, but they are from Williston. Williston cops. This is in Florida.
A dragnet.
the cops were. At a site, it doesn't say what kind of site, where there was evidence that they had been told to destroy to comply with a court order. So
they were burning weed.
Probably. They were burning this evidence, and they heard a whimpering. Someone had buried a puppy.
Uh-oh.
And they dug the puppy up and saved its life. Its eyes were barely open. It was tiny, tiny. And they rushed it to the vet, and they saved the puppy's life.
You know why his eyes were very open? He was buried in with a bunch of weed.
Stoned.
God, puppy's in there breathing this weed that's burning. The puppy was actually full-grown, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed until the weed got to him.
Yeah.
They gave the puppy mouth-to-mouth and two ho-hos, and it was fine.
Yeah. They gave the puppy mouth-to-mouth, and the cop got stoned.
Okay, the next story, interesting enough, is also out of Nashville. These are Fran stories, obviously.
Of course.
Now, Fran had posted something in the group the other day about how work was okay, there was only one stabbing, and we were all making light of it. Oh, well, only one stabbing, things are looking up, yada, yada. Well, apparently we should probably not have been joking about this because...
Why?
The next day.
The guy died.
Oh.
Jesse Alexander is 26 years old. Was killed, and they think his brother, Joshua, 38 years old, was the man who stabbed him. Now, Jesse had walked up to a police officer, and he was, like, swaying on his feet and said that he'd been stabbed, and then he collapsed, and they rushed him to the hospital. When they did the investigation, found out that he had gotten into an altercation with his brother. His brother, however, has not been arrested because witnesses claim that Joshua had done it in self-defense. However, he was carrying a knife, so... Who knows?
Hey, it's nothing but a family thing.
He hasn't been.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term family feud.
He's not facing any charges, but he has been put on administrative leave from the fire department while they're doing the investigation.
Ways to kill your brother, top seven answers on the board.
As Michael Corleone once said, it's between the brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Survey said, knife, number one answer.
Now, this story, I forget who sent it in, but... It may have been Fran or it may have been Bill, said that Lilo needs to watch out because Amanda's coming up quick on her heels.
Amanda Bynes?
Yes. She has pleaded.
Is that the one from the Amanda show?
Yes, the Disney Nickelodeon or whatever it was.
I knew that car wreck was coming.
Yeah, she's pleaded not guilty to two counts of hit and run.
Car wreck.
Yeah, now these are from April. And the reason there's two counts is because the first count, she was not charged. They let her go basically OR on her own recognizance. And but then she got a DUI, and then she did another hit and run, so they reopened the first case.
Oops.
Someone posted on my Facebook the other day, Sheen Lohan, 2012.
Yeah, it was hookers and coke for everybody. That's what it
said. Yeah, hookers and coke for everyone.
Is that the party party?
Yeah, the party party. Dude, that's awesome.
Did you know that in, I think it was in Elizabethan, England, there was actually a political party in England called the Standing in the Back Doing Nothing Party.
I like that. They have my vote. Because you know what? If we could get politicians to stand in the back and do nothing,
we'd
get some done.
We'd get a long way going there.
Okay. You guys remember Erin Moran, who played
Joni.
Yes. Joni Cunningham on Happy Days? Well, she's kind
broke.
Of fallen on hard times. She's homeless and living in motels with her husband.
Wait. Homeless, living in motels.
Well, home, like, she doesn't have, like, a specific home.
I was going to say, when I was homeless, got I was no living home. On the street.
Well, she's quickly running through. Her friends say that she's quickly running through all the savings she had from Happy Days.
But she's still in syndication.
She keeps getting kicked out of the hotels because of her excessive partying.
Oh.
And her family's
My
kicked
kind
her.
Of girl.
And these are probably really the hotels.
Yeah. Yeah, Mo.
Joni loves chachi and cocaine.
Yeah, her family's kicked her out and won't help her. And she's basically, they're going from motel to motel because that's
what you do.
Happy Days is still in syndication. She should still be getting a check.
Maybe. Well, she did get, they are getting checks now. They actually had to, the cast of Happy Days actually had to sue. This talks about a little bit in the story. They had to sue the network because they didn't get their proper
Gary
syndication
Marshall.
Residuals. And mm-hmm. she got a lump sum. In 2010, which you know what that means.
I've got
Party
it.
Party on.
Yeah.
You can
I've
buy a quantity.
It.
What?
She needs to make a new show, a reality show, Crappy Days.
Oh, Cracky Days, yeah.
Cracky Days.
Thank you, Marty.
Great. Now I've got the Happy Days song stuck in my head, only I'm singing Crappy Days.
Sunday, Monday, Happy
crappy
Days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Crappy Days.
Get a torch, light it up, and I'll be for you.
Okay, let's see. And I think there's one more Tennessee story. University of Tennessee student.
They're pissed off because they didn't make the top party in school.
Actually, the fraternity that this guy belongs in got a 30-day suspension.
Oh, see, how come they're not in the top 30 party in days?
This story sort of flows into the next story. This will be the last one for this boozy news. Alexander Broughton, 20 years old, was dropped off. Read in the next story, it talks about how he was dumped at the University of Tennessee Medical Center at 1:30 in the morning on Saturday. He was in critical condition and unresponsive. His blood alcohol content was above 0.4.
Ooh.
So he was like, that's between toxic and deadly.
I call fail on Playboy. Just on this story alone, UT should be ranked.
That's right.
How many other schools dropped a guy almost dead off at the university?
Well, not necessarily, because the reason he got so drunk so fast and was in such serious trouble is because he was doing something, and we're about to talk about that in the next story, the new trend among partiers in colleges, and this really grosses me out because I don't even want to go to a party where they're doing this.
Enema?
They call it butt chugging.
Yeah, enema.
They're sticking hoses, and now this was a fraternity doing this. They're sticking hoses up each other's butts and funneling booze into their rectums to get it into their bloodstream faster. Because it doesn't have to get filtered by the liver or the stomach or anything, so it just goes straight into your bloodstream.
As long as somebody's drinking it on the way back out.
Oh.
Oh. Ew. Okay.
Two girls and a cop.
Two guys, one hose.
Two guys, one hose. Okay.
Two guys, one hose.
That's just disgusting.
That kind of reminds me of the guy that told the story about how he saw the guy. Well, friends, what's that? He came and spoke at our meeting. He was from Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Friends, and he saw the enema bag, and he goes, you know, you should fill that up with whiskey. You
know? Why?
And drink it, which was kind of disgusting.
It's just so gross. I mean, because this would require, you couldn't really, I mean, I guess you could do it by yourself, but I seriously doubt all these fraternity brothers. Ew, I just do.
Hey,
okay,
listen,
I'm scarred for life.
I'm getting a picture of Jackass 5.
Shelly?
What?
That's what little sisters of fraternities are for.
to stick hoses up your butt?
Hey, if that's your thing.
To retrieve,
so are you saying that's what you did?
To retrieve the
no,
excess.
I'm saying you were a little sister of a fraternity. Did
no, I wasn't.
Ever, oh, I thought you were.
No, I just went to a couple parties.
Oh, oh. Did they ask you to put any hoses up their butts?
No. In fact, that was the second party was the one where I climbed down the second story window.
Well, you know what? That was UCLA. Well,
she went to UCLA.
Yeah. You, if it had been USC, one of the top partying schools in the country, I'm sure they'd be asking you to put hoses up their butt.
No, he just asked me to see his fish tank, and I didn't really realize
University
what that
of San Francisco, that's normal course of action.
You didn't realize what that meant? Come up and look at my fish tank?
Yeah.
And yeah, then I've got some etchings I'd like to show you.
And then when I realized what that meant, I climbed out of his window.
Did anyone tell you to jump?
Yes. There were people down on the lawn going, jump, jump, jump. They had
she's
like
climbing down the trellis.
Jump. They're not rose trellis. Like, you know, things that have ivy on them at one time. And they were kind of rickety, but I managed to climb down. But I got those people down the lawn screaming, jump, jump, jump. I'm like, no.
I can just climb down.
Yeah, I can climb. Thank you.
What else you got for us, Shelly?
Yikes. Okay, well, no, we don't have anything else because we're past time.
Uh-oh.
And we will get to some more boozy news on the next show. So that is the end of the boozy news.
Whoops.
Whoops.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation.
And
Sober College. Welcome back, Mark.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Your dreams, will you take it out? Shelly, come on, hit
Shelly,
it,
Shelly, I tried to just throw it back to him.
I've just got a stabbing pain behind my eye.
It's that butter knife you've been trying to kill yourself with.
Where'd my other knitting needle go?
So, we have a topic.
We do.
Had something to do with alligators and little kids.
Wishing there were alligators.
Wishing for alligators. So, Mark,
what
is said topic?
What did we decide to call it?
Wishing for alligators?
No.
That ranks right up there with Deer Balls and Forgiveness.
What a great show title that was. Too bad that show's not up anymore. But
Children of the Corn in Meetings.
Children of the Corn in Meetings. Okay. And how did this come up?
Marty brought it up.
The Peanut Gallery brought it up.
He did.
Well, we've all seen it.
We've all lived it.
The kids that run wild around in meetings.
And where are the parents at? It's not the kids' fault.
Because I was going to say, it's not the kids' fault. No. Kids will be kids. I went to the Tuesday night topic generator meeting once.
Same place,
and
same
there was
group.
A kid. Right, now, it wasn't his fault. Run around. Matter of fact, Shelley's sponsee turned the sound off and got him playing Angry Birds. And he was quite content to sit there and play Angry Birds. But up until that moment, he was flying around the room, mom not saying anything, kid like sitting at tables, getting up, moving the chair back, running around to the other side, and I'm just like, and you know what, I'm pretty easy going. And I'm like thinking, okay, time to take control of the chair.
Was I there?
No.
Because I don't remember this. When was this?
Oh. This has become several couple months
ago. How many times
ago.
Have you gone to the topic generator?
Oh, no, I've never. Well, yeah. You said my sponsee. I'm like,
yeah, because remember, I went out to the topic generator, and she only lives like a block and a half from there. So she walked to, she walked to the topic generator down the safe and clean streets of Pomona.
Yeah.
But it was but there was people running around. The kid was running around like crazy.
You know, and that meeting, it's not as bad because the tables are set up in the middle because it's a book study.
Right.
The meeting the next night is everybody sitting in a big circle.
Ew.
And the lights are off and the candles are lit. And the kids are playing pinball off the chairs from one person
to the next.
The
lights are off and the kids are home alone.
And it's like the pigeons in the park. The kid comes by somebody, they feed them candy. The kid now gets more jacked up and continues to bounce off the walls.
No, you wait till the moment you're going to send the kids home. Then you give them candy.
Yeah.
I'll teach you, bizach. Wait till you get your kids home.
Yeah. I saw one guy stick his foot out and trip one of the kids once. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's horrible.
Shelly, do you have any experience with
this?
Where
are the parents at?
Kids running around?
Yes.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, I approached it in a couple of different ways. One meeting, there was a gal who had come in, desperately needed a meeting. Her kid was, like, rambunctious, and I told her that as much as I, you know, at the break, I said, as much as I would like to have you stay in the meeting, if you can't control your kid, you're going to have to take him out because we can't have him running back and forth. And she did after that. And then the other thing I did was we had one of the people in our group would regularly bring his kids.
And two of them.
Yeah, and I...
I know who you meant.
Now, this particular meeting, there's like a little patio area in the back that's enclosed so the kids can't get out. So I went down to the dollar store and got a little basket and a bunch of like little cars and crayons and coloring books and stuff like that. And we kept it up in the cupboard for months and months and months. And every time the kids came, we'd get out the basket and stick them out on the patio. And he could see them through the door, you know, playing with the stuff. But they were out of the meeting and out of our hair.
I have an addendum to that.
What?
One day, I'm smoking a brand spanking new just lit La Gloria Cubana Series R cigar.
Ooh, nice.
I set it in the ashtray out there. One of these kids decides to urinate into the ashtray.
How far along were you smoking it before you realized
it? Like 3 or 4 puffs.
Yeah. Was it like the sandwiches in Vacation? These sandwiches are wet.
No.
Okay.
No.
The dog,
it was
pita.
Obvious. The thing, the ashtray was full of urine. I'm like, what are you guys doing? He did it. I'm like, there's 25 bushes along the side over there. Why would you pee
into the ashtray
where my cigar is? He did it. I'm like, oh, a $12 cigar.
Just so I know, was this the ashtray that's actually a dog water bowl on top of the cement thing?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't put my cigarettes in that.
Ever again.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, really? Now, my daughter, when she was very young, was 2 years old, 3 years old. I used to take her to meetings a lot.
Oh, very young.
The good thing for her is she didn't run around like crazy. I mean, she was well behaved. I mean, she would be good to sit there with a coloring book or something. At the coffee break, she was a little social butterfly, went around to everyone. Everyone loved her. But she wouldn't go around like crazy. But I've seen kids that just go around like crazy. And I'm like thinking, it happens at my store, which is no different than like people that do it at a meeting. I'll be looking, and there will be a kid running back and forth across the tops of the mattresses in my store. And I'm thinking, I don't want to blow this sale, but ma'am. And I'll say, you know, I've had a kid that broke their leg with their late feet going down in between the mattresses when they ran the prison. Oh, get off there. And I'm thinking, really? I had to tell you your kid might get injured for you to stop them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the issue, I mean, it's annoying and all that, but the issue is people are trying to share, and there are people who are having issues with their sobriety.
Yes.
And trying to share and losing focus in the middle of a share. And all of a sudden the meeting becomes about these rugrats running around the room and not about recovery.
Well, there are a few meetings here and there. I mean, you can find them if you call Central and ask. There are a few meetings here and there that do have daycare. during the meeting.
Not very many.
But yeah.
And we're
they
in a big
exist.
Area.
But, you
right.
know, I think we just need to go change bylaws for, like, all the groups. And you need to get chips literature and a small amount of Valium for the meetings where children are allowed.
Kid-stoned.
Yeah.
Chewable vitamins.
Yeah,
chewable Valium.
We're creating the next generation of 12-steppers.
Kid-stoned. All you got to do is poke them with a stick every once in a while to make sure they're alive.
That's it.
There was at the women's meeting that I used to go to, there was a gal that had brought her. I mean, she was really in a bad emotional place. Just, I mean, could barely keep herself from crying continuously, and she had a baby and a toddler. And it was obvious why she hadn't gotten out to meetings. She didn't have anybody to watch the kids. She didn't have any babysitters. She's, you know, limited income. Couldn't afford, I mean, you know, babysitters aren't cheap.
Or birth control.
And she only had two kids. It wasn't like she was popping them out like Pez.
Well, she began to.
Popping them out like Pez.
At any rate,
have you seen her in the last 4 years?
She needed a meeting really badly. But the baby, the toddler was fine. Toddler just sat there and played with her little dolls. But the baby would not stop crying. I mean, it was getting, and it was very disruptive. And one of the older ladies in the meeting who, you know, lady with some time, picked up the baby, said, "You stay in the meeting. I'll go outside." Took the baby in the bottle and went outside and let her sit in the meeting. I thought that was very nice of her to do
that. It's very nice, but I'll tell you what. Some alcoholic comes up and says, "I'll take your kid outside."
Oh, no, she was a very well-respected member of the group.
Ooh. You're like, where'd that old lady go with my kid? I don't know.
What old lady?
Well,
I was going to say, though, here's the thing.
If you need the meeting, that's the problem.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, so you're a person, you don't have anyone to watch your kids. You don't have anybody to watch your kids. You got to have a goddamn meeting or you're going to get loaded. What do?
You go to the meeting.
Take them to the meeting. Because I'll be sensitive to that, you know. The thing is, and in a case like that, you got a toddler that's well-behaved, you've got a baby that cries. Okay, you can't, you know, baby that cries, thing, you, like you said, you get someone to take them outside. But the people that go to the meetings over and over again and have the kid that over and over again runs roughshod everywhere, that's the parents' fault.
Yeah, we're talking
because
about a
this
six
kid
or seven
that I'm
old.
Talking about, yeah, is like 6 years old or 7 years old. You know, I mean, it's or 5 years old. I mean, they're you know, they're like kindergarten age. I mean, they know when to put their head down on the desk and go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you should be able to have some control.
And if
them.
They don't, you're sitting on one of the stools. If you hit them right between the eyes with your knee, they'll lay down and go to sleep right in front of you. I'm just saying.
I have no response to that.
So, Mark.
Yeah.
Someone's got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a rambunctious kid. Mm-hmm. This person needs a meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, gotta have one. Lives in an area, there's no meetings with, you know, child care, which there ain't a lot of those even around here, and we have millions of meetings in this area. What do they do?
Well, let's back up a little bit. People, for the most part, who have gotten loaded and are now getting clean and sober, who have maybe a little bit of time, child is obviously older than the amount of time they have. There's some guilt factor that seems to be running in them that makes them hesitate to discipline their children.
Or leave their children somewhere else, even.
Yeah. But it's like, discipline. You know, I mean, hey, little one, sit down now. Don't get out of that chair. Even if you have to tell them three times and they ignore you, at least in the meeting, I have the feeling you're making the attempt. It's the ones who act like the kid doesn't exist for anyone but all of us.
Right. Similar to when they were getting loaded.
Yeah.
Now that they're sober, they act like the kid's not there. Just like when they were getting loaded, they act like the kid wasn't there.
Yeah. Your kid's not invisible. Believe me, if we all see your kid's disruptive, you see your kid's disruptive. Do something.
True.
If you don't, then should the secretary.
Well, I have. I did. I took the woman aside at the break because the kid was running around back and forth and talked to her about it. And
I just locked the kid out. Just by themselves. Well,
you know what you do? You lock the kid in the car with the windows rolled all the way up.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah.
In Palm Springs.
Yeah.
That kid
will go to sleep quick.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yuck,
I know it's not all that funny now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's really not. Wow.
So, Shelley.
Yes.
What would your final thoughts on
Are we at that point already?
Yes, we are. What were your final thoughts on Children of the Corn meeting?
My final thoughts, I'm
going to send Billy out to the cornfield.
You know, if you don't have anybody to watch your kids and you desperately need a meeting, you're on the edge. Take your kids, go to the meeting. Take some things for the children to do that are quiet. Don't just get to the meeting and expect them to be happy with the paperclip. I mean, you know, find something, bring something for them to do.
That's
or
how
a
MacGyver
snack
got
or something. The other thing is that part of going into the program, part of working the steps and being in recovery is so that you can learn to live a normal life. And part of being having a normal life is being a responsible parent.
Ooh.
So, you know, you need to work some steps on your kids, too. And you know, just because you got sober doesn't mean that you can absolve yourself of responsibility for disciplining them, like Mark said, because that's part of what you're there to learn.
Which step is a discipline step? Like step 16, beat your children, is it?
No, I mean like, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Jeez old Pete.
Beat your children, well.
Mark?
Yes?
What are your final words on the subject?
Wow. I had some. And they flitted away.
What?
I pulled a Shelley.
I pulled a Shelley. It's like pulling a muscle.
I have no response to that.
Again? You still have no response? You know, I understand if you need to have your, if you need a meeting and you need to take your children to a meeting. But you have to be responsible for your children just as you have to be responsible for your sobriety. And if you can't be responsible for your children,
go drink.
Go drink.
No, you can't do. You can't say.
I can
that.
Too. I can say whatever I want. I speak for myself here.
Thank God for that, because you sure don't speak for me with that.
I didn't intend to.
You know, another solution to that would be, you know, if you can't get a sitter and your kid's totally rambunctious and you haven't gotten to the point in your program where you're effectively disciplining your kids again. Call your sponsor and get a bunch of ladies or gentlemen or whoever it is, you know, a group of people, come over to your house and have a meeting. That would work.
My final thoughts?
Yes.
Sorry.
Call your sponsor. Tell them to watch your kid while you're at the meeting. You know what?
What?
I really, you know what? If my guy Michael called me up and said, I really, really need a meeting, I don't want to take her into the meeting, would you watch her? I'd totally watch her. I go to that meeting and sit with her outside. I got no problem with that. I think that that there's always a way to figure things out. If you need to go to a meeting, you need to go to an effing meeting, and that's it. And I have been to many, many meetings where there's kids. I'll be honest with you. I've been to many, many meetings where there's been kids running around crazy, and very seldom have I heard people get outwardly upset at them. I'm not saying that people don't grumble a little bit. You know what? If it comes down to me grumbling because I'm – you know, pissed about something, that person, it might be saving their life being there. So that's it. Mark.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to recovery101.net, which is our site. Scroll down, find the 12-Step Gazette link, click it. Take you right to his fine, fine website, where you can read his fine publication online. You can get it sent to you via email. You can get the subscription prescription, and he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet, Shelly. Someone's listening to the show.
Yes, go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click on like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, thank you very much. You've been counted. It helps us with our rankings and numbers and other
stuff.
Crap like that. If you're not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member. You should. It's fun and it's free.
Free!
You can add us to playlists. You can follow us. You can get automatic updates when we post the shows. You can like and comment on old shows. You can leave topic suggestions.
I will follow
just
you.
Do it.
Playlists. Don't forget them. They're playlists.
That was the first thing I said.
I know, but I'm reminding people because we get way more likes than playlists. So, we've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure don't, Shelly. Who's the lead on music by?
It's Eva Love, and it's Irony of Life.
Sweet. Everyone, dude, try and leave it better than you found it. And sweet.
Dude.
Be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.